But what does this tell us? That most of the people in the world buried their souls at age 3 or let them lie fallow. What does this say to we who have separated? And we'll return to this question next week. And want to sound the alarm that we got fascism and it is global. That all the core states possess EMF weapons invented by Nikola Tesla that are used on those who dissent, among others. How does it inform what we do? We who want to be part of this current transition that ends the class system, join with our brothers and sisters to bring in the promise of global freedom. What does it tell us? That the allegiance of adult children is easily shifted, bought. Aside from the critical importance of our having time alone with what is infinite, so that we may begin or continue to hear it. Time alone with that essential challenge, counter authority to the state that it is, so that we may ponder it, understand what we are being bidden to see, internalize this understanding, or as Alice would say, integrate it into our personalities. Let it reform us, as Proudhon would say. Let new thoughts take root in us. Did I answer that earlier question? If I had not been given Prince, would I be so firm in my faith that we are spirit? That realizing love is why we're here? Would new ideas have been enough to do this? Cause this reform of me, a renewing of my mind. I was already firm in my belief in freedom. I was already committed to it. What's different? I'm pointed now in the right direction. Before I was lost, and now I'm found. I see the solution. Set wrath aside. Unity, love, the fulfillment of the promise requires it. Would I have gotten there without Prince, or would I still be battling to insufficient effect? I'm pointed now in the right direction. I can now join my energy with that of the saints and my likewise separated sisters and brothers. It is as Paul says in Ephesians 4, each one of us contributing our faith and compacting that which every joint supplieth. Each one of us maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. It's about all of us working together now toward the same end of unity in love's fullness come. Quoting Paul, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the holy body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Once you've done your hard work and made it conscious and see that state in you, put it aside with all malice and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. We'll have more to say on that issue of forgiveness next week. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Unquote. But what of those who don't have friends? And in my mind, he replies, but they do have me. We needed to see faith. It's just as Prince says, we had to be shown that truth is spirit. So he gave us this gift. Thank you for your patience. Stay tuned for Archival Shows, The Music of Prince. I love you. Stay strong. Until next week, peace.